Hello, everyone. I'm Bob Labriola. This is Tunch Okun of the Steelers Radio Network, and you are watching Chalk Talk, powered by Constellation, the show with the motto,
The Eye in the Sky Does Not Lie.
I'll tell you what, Tunch, in the wake of the Steelers' win over the Detroit Lions on Sunday, we might have a little sub-motto to this show.
Right.
The other team has coaches, too.
And the field goal try. Well, they're going to fake it. And running with the football, getting short of the lead stick is Sam Martin, the holder. And the ball came out. The Steelers have it one way or the other.
One of the biggest plays of the game was when the Detroit Lions decided that they're going to run a fake field goal. And theoretically, it was not a bad idea. Now, this is what they're going to run. They're going to run down blocks here by the right tackle, down block here by the right guard, trying to cave in this side. They're going to take the left guard. They're going to pull him around here, and he's going to lead up on whoever's in that alleyway. And they're going to take the long snapper, and he's going to block back on Steve McClendon, and the tackle's going to try to cut off Cam Hayward right here. The problem with the scheme, though, is that this guy right here, the center, is a long snapper. He's not a center, which means he cannot block, especially after he long snaps. So we're going to take a look at what it looks like at the snap of the ball. Now, right now, both Cam Hayward and Steve McClendon, they know something's up. The guard's pulled, so they're going to start playing over the top. And as they do, the punter's got the ball and he's coming. There's no alleyway there. Now, right now, he sees an alleyway. He thinks he's gone. But the reality of it is both these guys in trail, Steve McClendon and Cam Hayward, they're coming, and now they show up. And when they show up, now all of a sudden the punter's going, uh-oh, you take the ball. And Steve McClendon strips it out. And that's just, you know what? If they would have just blocked it straight without the guard pulling, it would have been a walk-in.
Stafford in the gun. He rolls the pocket right. He looks. He plants. Uh-oh, he throws it long down the field. The pass will be intercepted. Steelers have it. Falling down in front of Johnson is the Steeler defender, and he's going to run the midfield. He gets to the 45. That's Will Allen to the 35.
All right, this is the interception by Will Allen, and this was the biggest play, in my mind, one of the biggest plays of the game. And what the Detroit Lions are doing, they're going to run sprint protection, which means that when Stafford has it, he's going to roll to his right. Everybody's going to hook to the right. And here is Jeremy Ross, the outside receiver, and in the slot, but up on the line of scrimmage, is Calvin Johnson. Now, Ross is going to run a seven route, and you're going to watch Calvin Johnson act like he's going to run a seven, but then he's going to run this far post. Now, remember, early in the game, in the second quarter, that same route that he ran, now, of course, that time there were three receivers on the side, but that same route that he ran on the far post, he got open for a touchdown. Well, it's going to be the same route. Now, if you're Matthew Stafford, you're looking at this coverage, and right now you're thinking that it's man coverage right here on the outside with Ryan Clark playing over the top on Calvin Johnson. Now, here's Will Allen. Will Allen walks up right here, and if you're taking a look at him, you're thinking he's part of the underneath coverage. So I'm thinking, yeah, run that post. There is no way that Ryan Clark and whether it's Ike Taylor or whether it's William Gay, they're going to be able to stay underneath with Calvin Johnson. He's too fast. But as you watch right before the snap of the ball, you're going to watch Will Allen jump back right here, and he is going to go to cover two. So he is going to be waiting there for when the ball comes. Let's go ahead and take a look. Here comes Jeremy Ross, and see the way Will Allen is dropping back in cover two. And so when he drops back in cover two, one of the things you always do, and we've talked about this before, where is the biggest threat? Well, right now, Durham, the 6'6 wide receiver that runs probably a 4.7 40, he's really not a threat. This guy right here, this genetic mutation, he runs a 4.2 40. I think he's the biggest threat. So let's take a look at the way Will plays it. There's that far post, and right now he put a move. He already turned Ryan Clark all the way around, and Stafford's throwing this to the far side thinking he's coming away from both Gay and from Ryan Clark. If I'm Matthew Stafford right now, because I don't see Will Allen, to me this is six on that far post, and as it's launched, here comes Will Allen. That ball hangs up there. That's a beautiful play, and you talk about taking the big guy out of the play. That's exactly what Will Allen did.
That'll do it for this edition of Chalk Talk, powered by Constellation. For Tunch Okun, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for watching. We will see you here next Monday exclusively on Steelers.com.